the trumpet and loud let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, ye pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
戏说基督教，李四桂牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Now let us bow our heads while we pray.
现在请各位低头，我们祷告。
我们的天父上帝，我们今天到你的面前来，愿意从你的真理当中得到更多的光，求主的灵感动每位听众的心，我们这样祈求都是奉主的圣名，阿们。 Today we are studying lesson 39.
在今天我们是研究第39课。
Lesson 39.
第39课。
The subject of lesson 39 is, Who is righteous?
第39课的题目是谁是义人。
The Bible is very emphatic that no sinner will enter heaven.
圣经很肯定地说罪人绝不能进入天国。
In fact, 1 Corinthians 6, 9 to 10 says,
事实上，哥林多前书六章九节十节曾经这样说，
Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God?
你们岂不知，不义的人不能承受上帝的国吗？
Be not deceived.
不要自欺。
Neither fornicators,
无论是淫乱的，
nor idolaters,
拜偶像的，
nor adulterers,
奸淫的，
nor thieves,
偷窃的，
nor covetous,
贪婪的，
nor drunkards,
醉酒的，
nor revilers,
辱骂的，
nor extortioners,
勒索的，
shall inherit the kingdom of God,
都不能承受上帝的国。
The promise of inheritance in God's kingdom
承受上帝国的这个应许
is given to the righteous
是赐给义人的
as it says in Psalm 37:29
正如诗篇37篇29节所说的
The righteous shall inherit the land
义人必承受地土
and dwell therein forever
永居其上。
This righteousness is not man-made.
这种公义不是人为的。
It is not self-righteousness.
也不是自以为义。
Like the Pharisees possessed.
好像那个法利赛人所有的那种。
All self-righteousness is hypocrisy.
一切的自以为义都是假冒为善。
The Pharisees prided themselves in their religious zeal,
法利赛人以他们的宗教热诚而自傲，
which consisted mostly of long prayers and fasting.
而他们的宗教热诚所有的大部分就是很长的祷告和禁食。
They looked upon other people as sinners.
他们认为别的人都是罪人。
They regarded sickness as a curse of God.
他们认为疾病乃是上帝的咒诅。
Therefore,
所以
the sick were scorned by these haughty religious leaders.
所以他们就嘲笑那些个这些宗教的领袖们就嘲笑那些个生病的人。
Everything the Pharisees did was in public.
法利赛人无论做什么事情都要在一个公开的场合让人看见。
They sought the praise of men.
他们要得到人的称赞。
Some of Jesus' sharpest rebukes were uttered against them.
耶稣所说的一些最严厉的责备就是对这些人说的。
And he warned the people.
他也警告百姓说，
except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees.
他说你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义。
You shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven.
断不能进入天国。
Then what is the righteousness which God desires of his children?
那么上帝对他的子民所期望的是哪一种公义呢？
First, let us discover how many righteous people there are on the earth.
首先我们要来看在世界上有多少是义人。
We turn to Romans 3:10.
我们翻到罗马三章十节。
Where it says,
那个地方说,
There is none righteous.
没有义人。
No, not one.
连一个也没有。
Some may feel this is an exaggerated statement.
有些人也许会觉得这是一句夸张的话。
They can think of some very good people.
他们可以想到一些很好的人。
Perhaps it is one of their parents.
也许是他们父母中的一位。
Actually, the Bible definition of righteousness
事实上圣经对于公义所下的定义
is...To be without fault.
就是没有过错。
Not guilty.
没有罪。
Or innocent.
或者是纯洁的。
It is impossible for a sinner.
一个罪人。
Born in sin.
生在罪恶之中。
And full of defects.
充满了缺点。
To attain unto this standard in his own strength.
想靠着自己的力量来达到这个标准乃是不可能的。
For within man himself,
因为在人他自己
there is nothing of a righteous nature.
他并没有一种公义的本性。
Notice what Isaiah says about how God looks at the sinner.
请注意以赛亚他说上帝在看罪人的时候是怎么样的。
But we are all as an unclean thing.
我们都像不洁净的人。
And all our righteousness,
我们所有的义,
are as filthy rags.
都像污秽的衣服。
And we all do fade as a leaf.
我们都像叶子渐渐枯干。
And our iniquities,
我们的罪孽,
like the wind,
好像风。
Have taken us away.
把我们吹去。
Isaiah 64:6.
以赛亚六十四章六节。
A person may take a bath every day.
一个人也许每天洗澡。
He may change his garments every day.
每天换衣服。
To everyone he may appear neat and clean.
每个人看起来都觉得他是整齐清洁的。
But God who can see the heart.
但是那位能够洞察人的心的上帝
knows whether this individual is clean inside or not.
就知道这个人在里面是干净还是不干净。
God not only observes every secret act.
上帝不单是已经看见了每一个在隐秘之中所有的行为。
He discerns the motive behind that act.
他也看出来这个行动之后的后面的动机。
Thus,We must agree with the scriptures.
所以我们必须要同意圣经的说法
that the sinner is unrighteous.
罪人是不义的。
Within him, there is absolutely nothing which can produce a righteous character.
在他里面绝没有什么可以造成公义品格的这种元素。
The power must come from a source outside of man.
这个力量必须要从人外面的一个源头来。
In order to be accounted righteous,
我要称为义,
we must recognize the source of righteousness.
我们必须要认清这个公义的源头。
Many texts reveal this to us.
很多经文都显明这一点。
Let us read some of them.
我们来看一些个经文。
In Romans 3:22, we read,
罗马书三章二十二节说
Even the righteousness of God,
就是上帝的义
which is by faith in Jesus Christ,
应信耶稣基督
unto all and upon all them that believe,
加给一切相信的人
for there is no difference,
并没有分别。
In Philippians 3:9, we have this record.
腓立比书三章九节有这样的记录。
And be found in him.
并且得以在他里面。
Not having mine own righteousness.
不是有自己应的义。
Which is of the law.
或者是因律法而得的义。
But that which is through the faith of Christ.
乃是有信基督的义。
The righteousness which is of God by faith.
就是因信上帝而来的义。
From these verses,
从这些个章节,
we see that righteousness is from God.
我们就可以看得出来, 公义乃是从上帝而来的。
We receive it through faith in Jesus Christ.
我们是因为相信耶稣基督而得到它。
In fact, Jeremiah says,
事实上耶利米曾经说,
that Christ is our righteousness.
基督就是我们的义。
See Jeremiah 23:6.
看耶利米书二十三章六节。
If the righteous only can inherit the new earth,
如果只有义人能够承受新世界，
then we must learn how to be accounted righteous in God's sight.
这样我们就必须要知道怎么样在上帝的眼前得被称为义。
In our next lesson,
在下一课里头
we will see how Christ's righteousness can become ours.
我们要研究基督的义怎么样能够成为我们的。
May you seek the righteous character of Jesus with all your heart.
但愿你能够全心的寻求基督那种公义的品格。
Now let us look at the vocabulary words at the end of lesson 39.
我们现在注意第39课的生字。
Lesson 39, the first one.
第一个
Fornicators.
淫乱的
Fornicators. 2. Idolaters.
拜偶像的
Idolaters. 3. Thieves.
盗窃
Thieves. 4. Drunkards.
醉酒的
Drunkards. 5. Revilers.
辱骂的
Revilers. 6. Extortioners.
勒索的
Extortioners. 7. Hypocrisy.
假冒为善
Hypocrisy. 8. Fasting.
禁食
Fasting. 9. Exaggerated.
夸张的
Exaggerated. 10. Definition.
定义
Definition. Let us read this lesson over in English. Lesson 39.
我们现在把39课用英文再念一遍。
The Bible is very emphatic that no sinner will enter heaven. In fact, 1 Corinthians 6:9-10 says, Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor thieves, nor covetous,nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. The promise of inheritance in God's kingdom is given to the righteous, as it says in Psalm 37:29, The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. This righteousness is not man-made,It is not self-righteousness like the Pharisees possessed. All self-righteousness is hypocrisy. The Pharisees prided themselves in their religious zeal, which consisted mostly of long prayers and fasting. They looked upon other people as sinners. They regarded sickness as a curse of God. Therefore,The sick were scorned by these haughty religious leaders. Everything the Pharisees did was in public. they sought the praise of men. Some of Jesus' sharpest rebukes were uttered against them. And he warned the people, "Except your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven." Then what is the righteousness which God desires of his children? First, let us discover how many righteous people there are on earth. We turn to Romans 3:10, where it says, "There is none righteous, no, not one." Some may feel that this is an exaggerated statement. They can think of some very good people. Perhaps it is one of their parents. Actually, the Bible definition of righteousness is to be without fault, not guilty or innocent. It is impossible for a sinner born in sin and full of defects to attain unto this standard in his own strength. For within man himself there is nothing of a righteous nature. Notice what Isaiah says about how God looks at the sinner. Isaiah 64:6. "But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags," or righteousnesses, it says here, "are as filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away." A person may take a bath every day. He may change his garments every day. To everyone, he may appear neat and clean. But God, who can see the heart, knows whether this individual is clean inside or not. God not only observes every secret act, he discerns the motive behind that act. Thus, we must agree with the Scriptures that the sinner is unrighteous. Within him, there is absolutely nothing which can produce a righteous character. The power must come from a source outside of man. In order to be accounted righteous, we must recognize the source of righteousness. Many texts reveal this to us. Let us read some of them. In Romans 3:22, we read, "Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith in Jesus Christ unto all, and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference." In Philippians 3:9, we have this record, "And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith." From these verses, we see that righteousness is from God. We receive it through faith in Jesus Christ. In fact, Jeremiah says that Christ is our righteousness. See Jeremiah 23:6. If the righteous only can inherit the new earth, then we must learn how to be accounted righteous in God's sight. In our next lesson, we will see how Christ's righteousness can become ours. May you seek the righteous character of Jesus with all your heart. Now, next lesson we will continue to study the question of righteousness by faith.
在下一课我们要研究因信称义的问题。
According to this lesson, we must all recognize that in ourselves there is nothing righteous.
在研究这一课的时候, 我们必须要看出我们自己本身是没有公义可言的。
A person by self-discipline can improve himself to a certain extent.
一个人要是管理自己，他可以改善自己到某一个程度。
But no man in his own strength can cleanse himself from sin.
但是没有一个人能靠着自己的力量把自己的罪恶洗净。
So that he becomes righteous in God's sight.
使他在上帝的眼中看来是公义。
Often man's standard is lower than God's standard.
世人的标准常是比上帝的标准要低。
And Christ has admonished his disciples,Be ye therefore perfect, as your Father in heaven is perfect.
基督曾经劝勉他的门徒说，所以你们要完全，像你们的天父完全一样。
Now let us in this lesson notice a few of these sentences again, some of the key sentences.
我们注意到在这一课里面的一些个主要的句子。
You'll notice in the first paragraph.
在第一个段里头。
There is the text 1 Corinthians 6, 9 to 10.
那个章节是哥林多前书第六章九节十节。
This is an epistle written by the Apostle Paul.
这是使徒保罗所写的一封书信。
He wrote it to the church at Corinth in Greece.
他是写给在希腊的哥林多教会。
And he says, You must know that the unrighteous...cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
他说你们必须要知道不义的人不能承受上帝的国。
Then in the second paragraph, there is a promise.
在第二段里头有一个应许。
Says the righteous shall inherit the land.
义人必承受地土。
The third paragraph emphasizes that righteousness is not man-made.
第三段告诉我们说是这公义不是人自己做成的。
The Pharisees were self-righteous.
法利赛人是自以为义的。
But Christ could see their inner heart.
但是基督能看出他们的内心。
And realize that in their hearts were selfishness.
能看出在他们的心里面有自私。
There was pride and envy.
有骄傲和嫉妒。
And so all of their outward fasting and praying did not help their inner condition.
所以他们在外表的禁食和祈祷并没有帮助他们改善内心的境况。
And then we go on to the next paragraphs.
那再到另外一段。
Which give us the source of righteousness.
提到这个公义的源头。
Righteousness comes from God.
公义是从上帝而来的。
And it is through faith in Jesus Christ.
是借着相信耶稣基督而得到的。
So by faith we come to him.
所以我们凭着信心到他那个地方来
And he will gladly impute his righteousness to us
他必乐意地将他的公义归在我们身上
If the righteous only can inherit the new earth This is the last paragraph
在最后一段告诉我们说如果只有义人能够承受地土
Then we must learn how to be accounted righteous in God's sight
我们必须要知道怎么样在上帝的眼中才能被算为义人
As we say, speak of not becoming righteous, but being called righteous.
我们并不是说成为义人，而是被称为义人。
Because the righteousness does not come from ourselves.
因为这个公义不是从我们自己而来。
We cannot make ourselves righteous.
我们不能使自己成为义。
But the righteousness comes from Christ.
这公义是从基督而来的。
And as we accept it, we become accounted as righteous in His sight.
在我们接受他的时候，我们就在他的眼中被认为、被称为义。
We trust that you will continue to study with us as to how to be accounted righteous.
我相信你会和我们一同继续的研究，知道怎么样被称为义人。
We would like to pray for you.
我们乐意为你祷告。
If you have any problems which you like prayer for,
如果你有什么难题需要我们的代祷
please write a letter to us.
请给我们写一封信。
And we will gladly take your petition to God in prayer.
我们非常乐意的去祈祷将你的愿望交在上帝的面前。
Now may God bless you each one with health and strength.
愿上帝赐福给每一位有健康和力量。
And bring you back to study with us during the next broadcast.
在下次的时候再继续收听。